This is Brian Cambria with news for the Western Slope, Tuesday, June 18, 2013. Montrose has won an All-America City Award for 2013. The Montrose Daily Press reports the award was announced late Sunday. The Denver-based National Civic League chooses 10 cities each year for the award. It recognizes cities for innovation, inclusiveness, civic engagement, and collaboration. Montrose stressed its program to welcome returning veterans, its downtown development efforts, and the reopening of a lumber mill. According to The Watch, the All-America City Award has been described as a Nobel Prize for civic accomplishment. The National Civic League has given the award to 600 communities nationwide since 1949. The winning cities were chosen from 20 finalists. Kristen Chesnick, who pled guilty to embezzling some $400,000 from the town of Paonia in March, is scheduled to be sentenced on Monday, June 24th at 11 a.m. in district court at the Delta County Courthouse. Judge Charles R. Greenacre will preside. The National Park Service says that rangers last month fined a man for harming a collared lizard by Devil's Kitchen Trail in the Colorado National Monument. On May 15th, a park visitor photographed the suspect and recorded the license plate of a nearby vehicle. Rangers investigated and discovered that the suspect had also failed to pay his entrance fee. By chance, rangers arrived at the Mesa County Jail just as the suspect was being released on another charge. The man admitted to charges of disturbing wildlife and failure to pay the entrance fee. A larger-than-normal population of collared lizards this year appears to be attracting reptile hunters to Colorado National Monument. Rangers are responding by conducting more foot patrols in targeted areas. Collared lizards have turquoise bodies and yellow heads and are considered beautiful by many. In western Colorado, their toes are often yellow as well. The lizards are about 14 inches long. They live in the Upper Sonoran Life Zone and can often be seen in and on rocky canyons, slopes, and gullies, and sometimes nearby in rockless gullies, flat canyon bottoms, and mesa tops where soils are firm. They like areas with pinyon and juniper, sagebrush, rabbitbrush, greasewood, scrub oak, and sparse non-woody plants, and often bask on boulders. Females lay eggs in late spring or early summer, and hatchlings first appear in August. Last year's fire season in Colorado claimed more than 200,000 acres, hundreds of homes and buildings, and several lives. The fires also cost the state about $200 million. But there were no serious fires in Delta County, and officials want to keep it that way by banning open fires early in the season. KVNF's Marty Derlin reports.
Almost exactly 1 year ago, Delta County commissioners joined with other counties and municipalities, state and federal authorities, to impose Stage 1 fire restrictions. On Monday at their regular meeting, the commissioners approved nearly the same resolution. The county's emergency manager, Rob Fiedler, and an official from the sheriff's office spoke to commissioners about the threat of fire. And Commissioner Bruce Hovde responded with a resolution.
I move that the board approve resolution number 2013-R-029, a resolution concerning open fire restrictions, and that the restrictions go into effect, I would say, immediately.
The restrictions are defined more by what you actually are allowed to do than by the many actions that are banned. Commissioner Doug Atchley.
This does not include gas barbecues, charcoal fires, and closed fire pans or permanent fireplace locations. And also, as proposed, the sheriff or his designee is authorized to issue permits for ag burning or other open fires.
Correct.
If you choose.
Correct.
At your discretion.
As the 4th of July looms, fireworks, including sparklers, are also banned in the unincorporated areas of the county. Rob Fiedler.
This does prohibit fireworks, too. Now that and we wanted to do that to give the vendors time to adjust to that, but it doesn't. You're not allowed fireworks, which is sparklers and all of those kinds of things. But it's just too dry.
Others will join in the Stage 1 restrictions later in the week, says Fiedler.
I just got off a conference call with all the emergency managers, plus three of the sheriffs in the West Region, BLM, Forest Service, and they did agree that they'll be going to Stage 1 restrictions, which is what we did on Wednesday, the 19th of June.
The forecast is for more hot, dry weather. For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.
Meanwhile, here's an update on a few fires around the state. The Black Forest Fire northeast of Colorado Springs is 75% contained at 14,280 acres. The Denver Post reports authorities are zeroing in on the source of this fire, thought to be human-caused. The Black Forest Fire is the most destructive in Colorado history and has burned over 500 homes. Two people have died. According to the Post, a few property owners were allowed to return to their homes after nearly a week away. Thousands are still displaced. The Big Meadows Fire in Rocky Mountain National Park is 95% contained at 604 acres. Activities are generally winding down and trails opening. Yesterday, however, a HeliTac crew was called off this fire to provide initial attack on a small fire that started 15 miles away. The Ward Gulch Fire north of Rifle is 85% contained at 485 acres. There are several fires burning in eastern Utah, the smoke from which may be seen in extreme western Colorado. The Colorado Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for a new wildfire risk reduction grant program. The program will provide $9.8 million in grants to reduce the risk of wildfire in areas where human development and forested lands overlap, areas often called the wildland-urban interface. The program, created under Senate Bill 13269 and passed this year by the Colorado Legislature, is focused on projects that reduce the risk for damage to property, infrastructure, and water supplies, and those that limit the likelihood of wildfires spreading into populated areas. Funds will be directed to non-federal lands within Colorado. Eligible applicants include community groups, local governments, utilities, state agencies, and nonprofit groups. The deadline to receive proposals is July 17th, and awards are anticipated in mid-August. A detailed overview of the grant program and its requirements and limitations, as well as the grant application itself, is available through the Department of Natural Resources website, dnr.state.co.us. The Colorado Air Quality Control Commission will hold an open public forum this Thursday, June 20th at 7 p.m. at the Grand Junction City Hall Auditorium, 250 North 5th Street. The meeting is a rare opportunity for local residents to voice concerns, ask questions, and make comments regarding the valley's air quality. Created in 1970 by the Colorado Legislature, the Air Quality Control Commission develops air pollution control policy, regulates pollution sources, and conducts hearings involving violations of the state's air pollution laws. The 9-member citizen board is appointed by the governor for 3-year terms with the consent of the Senate. Individuals will be allowed 3 minutes to speak, while groups will be granted 10 minutes. Currently, Teresa Coons serves on the board as the only Western Slope representative. Coons has served on the Air Quality Commission for 6.5 years and will leave the organization in January. Individuals interested in the position can talk to Coons by calling her at 970-254-1626. Thus concludes today's newscast. For KVNF News, I'm Brian Cambria. Good day.